Unit 8. Teenagers should be allowed to choose their own clothes.
Section A, Activity 1B. Listen and circle T for true or F for false.
So, what are you doing this afternoon, Anna?
I'm going to the mall with John. He just got his driver's license.
I'm sorry, you can't go with John. I don't think 16-year-olds should be allowed to drive. They aren't serious enough at that age.
But I have to go to the mall. Gabby is getting her ears pierced, and I want to watch.
I don't think 16-year-olds should be allowed to get their ears pierced. They might be sorry later.
I agree, but it's fun to watch. Is it okay if we take the bus?
Well, I guess so.
Great! I want to buy a new blouse at the mall, too.
What kind are you going to buy? Maybe I should go with you.
Oh, Mom, I'm not a child. I think teenagers should be allowed to choose their own clothes.
Well, I just want to be sure you get something nice.
Activity 2A. Listen and check what Kathy thinks. Circle agrees, disagrees, or doesn't know to show what Molly thinks.
Larry is working late again tonight, Kathy.
I know, Molly. I don't think 16-year-olds should be allowed to work at night. Young people need to sleep.
I disagree with you. Teenage boys never get tired.
Well, maybe. But Larry shouldn't work every night.
Oh, I agree. He needs time to do homework.
You know, Molly, he should really cut his hair.
Oh, I don't know. Do you think it's too long?
Yes, I do. It doesn't look clean. And I think he should stop wearing that silly earring.
Oh, I disagree. I kind of like it. It looks cool.
You know what worries me? Larry doesn't seem to have many friends.
Yeah, I know. I think he shouldn't work on weekends.
Oh, I agree, Molly. He needs to spend time with friends.
Like you and me?
Maybe.
Activity 2B. Listen again. What are Kathy's and Molly's reasons? Number their reasons in the correct order.
Larry is working late again tonight, Kathy.
I know, Molly. I don't think 16-year-olds should be allowed to work at night. Young people need to sleep.
I disagree with you. Teenage boys never get tired.
Well, maybe. But Larry shouldn't work every night.
Oh, I agree. He needs time to do homework.
You know, Molly, he should really cut his hair.
Oh, I don't know. Do you think it's too long?
Yes, I do. It doesn't look clean. And I think he should stop wearing that silly earring.
Oh, I disagree. I kind of like it. It looks cool.
You know what worries me? Larry doesn't seem to have many friends.
Yeah, I know. I think he shouldn't work on weekends.
Oh, I agree, Molly. He needs to spend time with friends.
Like you and me?
Maybe.
Three A. Read the conversation. Then write Sun Fei's and Wu Yu's rules in the chart. Use don't and you can.
We have a lot of rules at my house.
So do we. For example, I have to stay at home on school nights.
I usually do too. But sometimes I'm allowed to study at a friend's house. What about weekends? Well, I'm allowed to go to the movies with friends on Friday nights. Me too, but I have to be home by 10 p.m. And on Saturday afternoons, I'm allowed to go shopping with my friends. That's nice. And I'm allowed to choose my own clothes, but I'm not allowed to get my ears pierced yet.
Section B, Activity 2A. Listen and circle the things in Activity 1A that you hear.
What's the matter, Peter?
I think I'm going to fail a math test, Dad.
You are? Why?
Well, I missed the bus, and I had to walk to school.
So?
I'm not allowed to get to class late. And there was a big test today.
And you weren't allowed to take the test?
That's right. But I know I could pass that test.
Well, Peter, the school has to have rules, you know.
I know. But I should be allowed to take the test later. It's not fair.
I agree. Maybe you could talk to the teacher after school.
Yeah. Maybe if I explain what happened, she'll understand.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Match these sentence parts.
What's the matter, Peter?
I think I'm going to fail a math test, Dad.
You are? Why?
Well, I missed the bus, and I had to walk to school.
So?
I'm not allowed to get to class late. There was a big test today.
And you weren't allowed to take the test?
That's right. But I know I could pass that test.
Well, Peter, the school has to have rules, you know.
I know. But I should be allowed to take the test later. It's not fair.
I agree. Maybe you could talk to the teacher after school.
Yeah. Maybe if I explain what happened, she'll understand.
3A. Read the article and then answer the questions.
The other day, my friends and I talked about the rules that we have in school. At our school, we have to wear uniforms every day. The problem is that all my classmates think the uniforms are ugly. We think young people should look smart, and so we would like to wear our own clothes. Our teachers believe that if we did that, we would concentrate more on our clothes than our studies. We disagree. We would feel more comfortable, and that is good for studying. If we can't do that, we should be allowed to design our own uniforms. That would be a good way to keep both teachers and students happy. It's also probably a good idea for parents to allow teenagers to study in groups during the evening. I know we get noisy sometimes, but we learn a lot from each other. We also think that vacations should be longer. At present, they're too short. Longer vacations would give us time to do things like volunteering. Last summer, I had an opportunity to volunteer at the local hospital, but I couldn't because I had to go back to school. It would be a good experience for me because I want to be a doctor when I'm older.
Self-check. 2. Read this article. Write a letter to the editor, agreeing or disagreeing. Explain your reasons.
Helping and learning. At our school, we sometimes have a special day to help others. Last year, we went to an old people's home and sang songs and performed a play for them. The old people were very happy. We should be allowed to take time to do things like that more often. For example, we should visit primary schools and help teach young students. I want to be a teacher when I'm older, so it would be a great experience for me. Other students would like to do other jobs. For example, my friend Tian Ge wants to write for a newspaper. She should be allowed to volunteer at the newspaper office once a week. On Friday afternoons, many students are sleepy after a long week of classes. Some students should be allowed to have Friday afternoons off to volunteer and help others.
Reading.
Should I be allowed to make my own decisions? Many teenagers have hobbies, but sometimes these hobbies can get in the way of schoolwork, and parents might worry about their child's success at school. Teenagers often think they should be allowed to practice their hobbies as much as they want. Do you agree? Liu Yu, a 15-year-old from Shandong, is a running star. He is in his school running team and has always wanted to be a professional athlete. However, his parents won't allow him to train as much as he would like to.
Of course we want to see Liu Yu achieve his dreams, says Mr. Liu. And we know how much he loves running. That's great, and my wife and I have watched him in every one of his races. We have nothing against running, but we do think that our son needs to be realistic. Now he is getting older, and he needs to think about what will happen if he doesn't become a professional runner in the end. Liu Yu doesn't really agree. Well, I think I should be allowed to make decisions for myself, he says. My parents have always taught me the importance of working hard and not just to do what I enjoy. I understand this, but I'm serious about running. Being a professional runner is the only thing I have ever wanted to do. Mr. and Mrs. Liu believe that Liu Yu should study hard in the evenings, and so they don't allow him to practice running on school nights. I know this might seem strict, says Mrs. Liu, but we think we're doing the right thing. He has to understand that very few people can become professional athletes. It's a very difficult dream to achieve. We don't allow him to practice every day because we think he needs to spend time on his homework. But Liu Yu still doesn't agree. I know my parents care about me, he says, but they are always talking about what will happen if I don't succeed. But I will succeed. I think I should be allowed to make this decision for myself. Only then will I have a chance of achieving my dream.